the bookstore, Grease Monkey, McGuckin's, on and on, absolutely none to be had. And a friend of mine who I helped out last week happened to have a couple of pairs. So I'm real excited about that. What are you doing for the eclipse? Give me a call and let me know. I'd be interested to know. 303-442-4242. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time now for Dixieland Marmalade here on KGNU.
Thank you, Ginger. Totally appreciate it. Great show. This Big Daddy down here in Denver, 7th and Calamath, doing a great show that we call Dixieland Marmalade. And it's paired with Ragtime America, hosted by Jack Rummel. We do the third Thursdays, and the show is actually was part of something that Buck Buckner did for the station a long time ago, and Joanne Cole kind of wanted to continue the tradition in Buck's memory. I'd like to start off with something from Rye Cooter for the Longmont branch of the Rye Cooter Fan Club. And this is Big Bad Bill is Sweet William Now by Rye Cooter from his jazz CD.
Town of Louisville, they got a man they call Big Bad Bill. I want to tell you, he sure was tough, and he certainly did strut his stuff. He had folks all scared to death. When they walked by, they held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure enough. Now Bill's took himself a wife, and he leads a different life, 'cause Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life has changed him somehow. Well, he's a man that they all used to fear, but now the people call him Sweet Papa Willie dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare, till the brown-skinned mama bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. Well, he washes dishes and he mops up the floor. Well, he used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
All right. Welcome to Dixieland Marmalade, where we... Yeah, welcome to Dixieland Marmalade, where we play traditional jazz. Dixieland, but maybe that word is going out of vogue, just like statues of the Confederacy are being taken down. We started, actually, I didn't realize it, but those two songs had a sort of theme in that the band was led by a guitar player. The first one was Big Bad William, Sweet William Now, from Ry Cooder's jazz album. Here's this guitar player leading a whole slew of horn players through this arrangement. It's actually a song about, it comes from 1924. It's written by Milton Alger and Jack Yellen. It became a vocal hit for Margaret Young, accompanied by Ruby Bloom, and an instrumental hit for the Don Clark Orchestra. It's also been recorded by Merle Haggard in 1973, I Love Dixie Blues. Ry Cooder, of course, Leon Redbone in 1978, Van Halen in 1982, and maybe some barbershop quartets along the way. The next song I played you was from an Argentinian gypsy jazz guitar player, Gonzalo Baraga, and he came to Swallow Hill this year. This is from his CD called Django Phonic, a song called Honeysuckle Rose. And that was originally composed in 1929 by Fats Waller with lyrics by Andy Razoff. It was introduced in the 1929 Off-Broadway revue, Load of Co, and Connie's Inn as a soft shoe dance. So anyway, Waller's 1934 recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. Two guitar players doing traditional jazz for you tonight. This is the month of Louis Armstrong's birthday, and if he was still alive, he'd be 116 years old today, this month. But he was born in 1901, and there was a sort of, for a long time, they thought he was born in 1900, but finally somebody proved that he was born in 1901. He remembers Buddy Bolin, which I'd like to start this next set off from the Viper Mad Trio of New Orleans, doing a great rendition of Buddy Bolin's blues.
Say you're nasty, you're dirty. Take it away, you're terrible, you're awful. Take it away, I thought I heard him say. Well, I thought I heard Buddy Bull then shout, open up your window, let that stanky air out. He said, open up that window, let the bad air out. I thought I heard him shout. Thank you. say, give me your money, girl, or I'm gonna take it away. He said, give me your money or I'll take it away. I thought I heard him say, oh, I thought I heard, but he bawled, didn't shout. Open up that window, let that bad air out. He said, open up that window, let the bad air. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Big Daddy at 8:23 on a Thursday night, headed into a weekend. I want to tell you a little bit what we've been playing there. That set started with Viper Mad Trio, a trio of cornet, string bass, and guitar, doing lots of great songs in that format. A little different than your normal kind of traditional jazz bands that you find in New Orleans. And after that, we went to Louis Armstrong and his Hot Fives from 1925. Kind of a star-studded lineup on that incarnation of the Hot Five. His pianist was his wife, Lil Hardin Armstrong, and Kid Ory on trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, and Johnny St. Cyr on guitar and banjo. And anyway, so later they would add Lonnie Johnson on guitar. But anyway, Buddy Bolin is kind of considered the first real jazz band that kind of came out, a jazz man that came out. Louis Armstrong kind of epitomizes how we think of jazz. And the last song you heard, called Grandpa's Bell, was from trombonist Rick Trolson from his one great CD called Sunrise on Bourbon Street. And that is a Jilly Morton song, Jilly Roe Morton song. And he considers himself to be the father of jazz. So kind of lots of ideas going on there, playing that music. Where did it really start and with who? We really don't know. When I start playing the music again next, I'd like to tell you about the NedFest three-day pass we'd like to give you. We're giving you 2 3-day passes to NedFest in Netherland, Colorado, August 25th to August 27th. We ask that you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days and can make it to the show. And we're going to take the third caller for these tickets. And so we hope you can go. The show is next weekend, starting Friday, August 25th. We'll be there. I'll be there with Kathy Metzger. O'Teal will play that night from the Allman Brothers Band. He's doing his all-star jam. Tell you a little bit about NedFest. It's an annual outdoor music, arts, and microbrew festival with camping located in the mountains just 17 miles west of Boulder, 3,000 feet higher. It's an extremely cool, family-oriented event that happens in late August. The diverse music ranges from bluegrass, jam band, jamgrass, and rock to jazz and world genres, a sound that blends styles together. 3-day festival starts Friday evening with 2 acts and then starts at noon on both Saturday and Sunday. So anyway, I'll take the third caller. I'm in Denver tonight, and that phone number is 303-825-0619. Next up, I'd like to play you something from Fritzl's Jazz Band in New Orleans. They play at Fritzl's Club on Bourbon Street. There is good music on Bourbon Street, believe it or not. We're going to play you a track called Fidgety Feet. Thank you.
I have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my.
Coming back to New Orleans, you know it really is a land of dreams. There's no other city like New Orleans. I knew that I just couldn't stay away, so I came back and I am home to stay and rebuild my life in New Orleans. Stormy weather may come and go. Mother Nature may put on her show. Still in my mind, there's nowhere else to go. So baby, won't you please come home to New Orleans, where they still say hello to the music and the culture and all the people that you know. There's just nothing more than New Orleans. Thank you. may come and go. Mother Nature may put on her show. Still in my mind, there's nowhere else to go. So baby, won't you please come home? New Orleans is where I wanna stay, where I can play my music every night and day. There's just nothing more than New Orleans.
All right, good evening. You listen to Dixieland Marmalade here with Big Daddy. Just got off the phone with Chris, and she's trying to cajole camping passes out of me for Nedfest. She already won, but now she wants camping passes. So, but it's always good to talk to Chris and see her at the shows. Her and her husband are avid music listeners. That set ended with New Orleans Jazz Vipers. I hope you're coming back to New Orleans. And that was something they put out after they all got back from Katrina. And that song means a lot to me because I remember those days, 2005, and some people were moving to different places and some people were trying to get back home. A lot of people were living in trailers. Some people were living across the lake and driving across the causeway to fix up their place. And we didn't, you know, there was a time there we didn't know what the music scene would be like down the road and whether or not it would be weak. But now it seems to be very, very strong and prices are up. And so things are getting back to normal in New Orleans. Before that, you heard a Loretta Lynn song here on this show. Can you believe that? From Masika Lake and the Little Bighorns, "You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man." Fritzo's New Orleans Jazz Band gave you Fidgety Feet. And I think that's how we started that set. It's my duty to tell you that next weekend, next Sunday, on August 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., is the KGNU annual CD and record sale. So it's a great time to pick up a lot of new music for yourself, and maybe you have some stuff you want to donate. If so, you need to call the stations and make arrangement with them during business hours. We are at 700 Calmas Street, the northeastern quadrant of the intersection of Calmath and 7th Street. This is part two of the sale. Will be Friday night, September 1st, 5 to 8 p.m. as part of our sale, and as part of our Denver KGNU party. We have one every year to commemorate the KGNU's birthday in Denver. Well, I guess nobody picked up the tickets for Nedfest. Still have them available, but be a great time to go up there. Let's go to Alan Toussaint, The Bright Mississippi, a great track called Egyptian Fantasy. Thank you.
started getting fat. And every day brought two more pounds to Ella. Until one day she found she lost her job because of that. And then to make things worse, she lost her fella. So she sailed to Egypt to forget. She made such a hit, why she's there yet. And if you hear of a gal who can shake and quake till it makes you think of a nervous snake, why they're speaking of Egyptian Ella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like him a plenty of way out there, and she's got the love of every fella. She does a dance, and when she starts beside that river Nile, why the boys all take their old sweethearts, throw them to the crocodile. Every sheep in the audience jumps right up and yells that she's immense. How they love Egyptian Ella, yeah. Oh, shake it, Ella. Break it, Ella.
We'll be right back.
All right, it's 8:56. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, your community radio station with translators K229AC in Netherlands and K254CH La Porte, Colorado. Anyway, this has been a great time on Dixieland Marmalade, and one of our brethren, Jerry, is Maddox is convalescing, and we wish him the best in his recovery. And tell you what we've been playing. We started with Egyptian Fantasy by Alan Toussaint. The Fat Babies from Chicago gave you Egyptian Ella. And then we zipped over to France with the Zygo Brass Band giving you a song called C'est pas ma faute. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. We like to go out with Danny Barker from a CD they put out recently to commemorate his life. It's called Jazzman and Raconteur. This is Danny Barker's Blues. Stick around. Coming up at 9 p.m. is Dave Glatz with Swing Shift.